This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault. I'm going to get this big thing off the top of our heads here to help us to not look like we're getting a free haircut out of the deal. And we're so excited to have you here today. Our guest today is Jeff Alt-Gilbers, who is going to be joining us here in a couple of minutes. But we asked him to give us a few minutes to kick this show off because we are, 10 days after the huge GoPro experience event with Eric Worre, which was just it was a watershed experience on so many different fronts and so, so cool to get to be a part of that. So what did you think of GoPro?
It was crazy, man. I'm telling you, this interview I just did with Eric is hysterical. And, you know, he and I have a different relationships. I mean, it's very, very close, but it's very, very deep on the personal side. And I know Eric Worre really, really well. And down in Australia one time, he pulled me from the crowd and we had a blast doing that. So I knew how this interview was going to go. And it went just like that. But we went out there, but we had Justin Belabova. He was already there. He was working on an event. So Adrian and I and Justin went over to Marina and Eric's house, and the next thing we knew, they were like saying, okay, Tom and Adrian, get out of here. We got to figure out. I mean, this is just making no sense how much you guys have got going on. And basically, they forged a strategic alliance over a couple of months, and it was unbelievable, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, it's cool that this podcast that you did with Eric just dropped, because that was the day that it all really started. And so here we are. It, you're running a heck of a podcast when there's a 6 month lead time because you've got so many guests in the can to bring out there. But that was the day that whole conversation really, really started. And it has been just magical to watch the way that everything has transpired and what a natural fit it was. And so talk about, I mean, holy moly, the GoPro event in every sense of the word was just a home run. What did you think of that whole experience?
I thought that Patrick Beck, David, was unbelievable. The way he talked about his dad and somebody dishonoring his dad and teaching his kids to value good service in restaurants and reward great behavior and all the stuff that goes along with that was unbelievable. And another thing that was incredible was this guy named, what was that doctor's name?
Gary Brecka. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. He was incredible. But there weren't a lot of those kind of people. I mean, normally there's a lot of $1 million earners basically coming with their philosophy. But this time it was pretty much Eric Worre, and he did a phenomenal job of creating three different conversations about obviously bringing people in the business, enrolling them, and then leadership. And it was incredible. And I think it was the best GoPro I'd ever been to. And then going from there to his house and having that VIP party and watching the crowd that showed up there and watching the excitement for 2024 in the network marketing space was just amazing. And I hope all of you got value out of that. I hope all of you can go back and watch that replay. He's doing something tomorrow on a goal setting basis. I hope you're going to that. It is going to be incredible. And so, yeah, it's all incredible. I'm a happy man.
It is really, really cool. And so if you were at GoPro, let us know in the comments. And I want to hear what your experience was like there. And if you weren't, and if you didn't get to see Justin's presentation on the stage of GoPro, sharing NowSight with the network marketing world on a bigger stage than ever before. It was epic.
And I forgot to say that was my favorite part.
Justin is weeping right now.
It's a given.
Yeah, of course. But if you want to see the replay of that, put replay in the chat, and I'll make sure that we can get you a copy of that. I had to beg Eric, but I convinced him to let me take that out of the replays and have a copy of it for us. And Justin,
I didn't know you had a copy of that. Blew
it away. Would you check your text messages for me every once in a while?
Dirty dog. Okay, good. That makes me very happy because he was incredible. And he opened it up saying, hey, I hope you're all wearing socks you don't like because I'm going to blow them off right now. And he blew everybody's socks off. And you can't believe how many people enrolled into Justin Balaboa, Baba, and NowSight in that 1 hour. That it was incredible. Yeah, they actually crushed. What did you do? You crashed the server.
We broke the internet.
Yeah, you broke the internet. So
we really did, though. It was the response was absolutely incredible. And you know what's been so cool is it's like Eric is such an incredible presenter. That studio is so awesome. Like, to get to be physically in the room in that studio, to get to see Justin, like, out there live in these, boom cameras moving around and doing all the stuff, that was the coolest thing ever. And so, we knew that Eric was going to, he was going to do a phenomenal job. What has been so fun for me is that we have just been hearing over and over and over again from people who I've known who hadn't yet gotten to experience NowSight, and people who I don't know at all who are going, oh my gosh, I got into this thing. I had been struggling. I hadn't been consistent on social media. I'm now posting every day. This is so easy. I'm getting engagement. I'm having conversations. All these things are happening. And that's by far the most gratifying part, right? Is it's like, this is converting into amazing results and experiences for people who really needed to have a tool like that. And so it's been really cool.
And the man himself, I mean, he looks like Steve Jobs. He's got that vibe like Steve Jobs. He wears the video. I mean, he wears the t-shirt like Steve. He's got the muscles. Everything about him just exudes confidence. And when he meets people, they're still like taken aback because he just looks so the part to be one of those tech pioneers and founders. And that's what happened. And what we're doing is such important work. And I was talking to somebody the other day about the compliance piece that they're coming out with. And I've seen the testing of it where you write your post and you can compliance test it to make sure it's going to dance. And that is really, really, really cool. And it just tells you, man, this isn't really that compliant. Maybe you want to try it like that. So the levels and the things still yet to come inside of what Justin and Adrian, who I'm very proud of in his own right, are doing is absolutely incredible. And Linda, I love her. And obviously Cheryl Coco, I love her. It's just a crew. And getting to work with these kids every day is keeping this whole fossil very, very young. And I'm happy about that.
Don't you be going anywhere. And you mentioned compliance. So one of the big things that's coming down the pipe is that we're going to create a tool that helps network marketing professionals and helps companies to be able to be much more effective in making sure that they're compliant. And so every post that you put in, you can have our compliance checker do it. And it's really cool because it's on a scale, and the scale goes from very low risk, which is obviously good. You don't want to have a risky thing. And then at the highest end, we call it the Tom Tall Tale. So if you really just big fat one, it's the Tom Tall Tale.
Well, I don't think the big fat one exactly. That was a little hurtful. I can handle the tall Tom Tale.
No, it's awesome. We're super excited about it. And the collaboration that's happening around that is really, really fantastic as well.
So if you're wondering where Jeff is, we're going to bring him in right after the break, which is in a couple of minutes. He's getting his hair done. Because if you've ever seen the guy, he just looks so spruced up. So it wasn't quite perfect, you know, so he's gonna be here in a second, but the guy's gotta look the part, man. He travels the world. He's got the best wife on earth. I love them. I love his complete commitment to human beings, traveling to his team, supporting his teams all over the world, not worrying what his company is doing. He's gonna do the work. You're gonna love this guy. He's gonna be with us in a couple minutes, but between here and there, let's talk about me for a while. No, I'm kidding. You have to watch this interview with Eric.
You really do. It's so good.
He is such a whack job. And we talked about addiction and we talked about exercise. We just nutrition, all kinds of stuff. It just wasn't your normal interview. It was long, way, way too long. He really got in my face at the very end and said, there's something about I don't like about you. And I was taken aback, and he was like laser straight. He says, you got to cut this out. And it takes guts to say that to me. I'm like 50 years older. I'm older than John Worry, who's his dad. So that's crazy, right?
That is cannot be possible.
But, cannot be possible.
But it was incredible. And I remember, you know, Eric goes, we're going to go, you know, like, we're just going to talk for as long as we feel like talking. And, you know, it's going to be probably at least an hour and whatever. And I remember you were like, excuse me?
Yeah, we are.
I am not sure how I feel about that.
Yeah, I don't like being interviewed. I like being the interviewer. Another thing about that Excellence Project is every other week, he does a network marketer every other week, but then between that, he does these people that aren't in our space that are absolutely mind-boggling guests. And so go to that Excellence Project, like it, review it, watch the show with me, then put in a candid review so he knows how to do it. And I'm telling you what, he's unbelievable. And I just love, and Marina, talk about just smart and driven. She built that facility, which is rock star. Unbelievable, right?
It is truly one. I mean, it is the most impressive thing I've ever. I mean, you just can't really put into words, as you can tell, how amazing that studio is that they have created. And to see the whole thing, not just from, you know, in the room, kind of in the round, is so cool. But I got to be backstage a little bit and see where, you know, they're
and
running all these Zoom rooms and all this kind of stuff. Well, you know, too bad, so sad. to get to be behind the scenes and seeing just the way that, I mean, it is an operation of epic proportion. And so,
did you book Taylor Worry yet?
Yeah, he's coming up February 10th.
Yeah, Taylor, his kid.
That's gonna be fun.
So legacy leadership.
Yeah.
I mean, it is really, really exciting. And I spoke to Taylor actually before Adrian did the other day and just took his temperature and interviewed him. This kid is absolutely committed to taking the high road. And it's so nice to see your kids actually coming out better than you. And that's what happens. That's what's happened with Adrian. That's what's happened with a bunch of these people that are really, really bringing their kids through the ranks of this profession. Nothing makes me more proud in my life than him. And it's so cool. So we're going to go to a break. So we're going to get to Jeff after this, but he's a beast. I love this guy. He owns Tennessee, and just he's going to be awesome. We are on the Genesis Communication Network. This guy named Ted Anderson has had us on here for 12 years on his 545 radio stations. So stick around. This is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be right back.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We're back at Stomp Chenault. It is Adrian Chenault. And Adrian begged me to be able to introduce Jeff. And so he's going to do it. And here we go.
Awesome. I am so excited to welcome Jeff L. Gilbert to our show today. He is an all-time favorite guest with us. He and his wife, Michelle, are true world travelers of epic proportions. I got to see him and her together at GoPro. We were just chatting about that before the break, which was tremendous. And he has just been an incredible, incredible leader in this profession for many, many years, fought through the struggle and has built into something amazing. And Jeff, we're super happy to have you here today. How are you, buddy?
Good. Good to see you again.
What's been going on with you, man? I see you're back on the road, following your team, supporting your teams, whether it's Malaysia, Asia, the Philippines. You are doing it, and that is, I mean, you built it. How big is your organization?
Well, it's in 57 countries, and you know, I haven't even asked the company in years how big it is. So the last time I asked, it was over 500,000, but you know, members.
A ton of people, and you go where the action is, you train teams, you make sure you're showing them how to do it instead of telling them how to do it, and you're loving them like crazy and teaching fundamentals, right?
That's it. That's it. Mastering the fundamentals is what it's all about.
And where did you learn? You know, I'll never forget the first time I met you, you had just given Tony Robbins $100,000. And I thought, this is the richest guy I know. And you kept doing it. And then you were down with Ray Higdon and you were on the top of his list as people that, you pay for huge training because of the huge trainer and leader it makes you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've heard that said, proximity is everything. So I want to be around great minds and be influenced by that. And then share that with others, because a lot of those events that all of that we go to, you included, some of our leaders just don't have that opportunity to go. You know, sometimes it's the distance, sometimes it's the expense, but as long as we can pass on what we learn, then it's mission accomplished.
How much? You know, I was thinking about this the other day. Eric Worre, Rob Sperry, Simon Chan, Fraser Brooks, Ray Higdon, all these names come to mind, right? And you go, these guys are just crushing it. They are promoting. They are the leaders. They're the Richard Brook, Mark Jay. You know why you know who they are? Because they're staying involved with everybody and they're promoting. And they teach us to do it if we will suspend our ego, our cynicism, our resignation, and our despair, and actually go learn from those guys how to be them. All you teach people, whack, all you teach people at the end of the day is to do what you do, right, Jeff?
That's it. You know, and again, it's teaching them things that work. Not theory, you know. I felt good, you know, at GoPro to hear, you know, no doubt you felt this too. Things that he said that was fundamentally important, you know, that he goes back to the basics, and the basics are always what, it's not the latest algorithm. You know, with social media, things change. I mean, for years, all we heard was attraction market, and don't tell them what you do. Be mysterious so that they reach out to you and all that. We all know that's BS now. So Eric was talking about, it's all about conversations. That's proactive.
Yeah.
But attraction marketing is like going fishing and throwing out a line and you're just looking at the bobber. Well, I think that bobber moved. Yeah, it did move. Maybe I got a fish, you know. And you're sitting, there's nothing proactive about that. So I was glad to see that Eric was going back to business is nothing more than conversation. That's all it is. How many conversations can you get going? That's proactive. And that's what people need to do. They need to reach out, start having conversations, not only online, but offline. If you're standing in a Starbucks line, talk to the person next to you. Instead of looking. Well, of course, women are good at this. They can look down at their shoes and say, oh, I love your shoes. Well, if you don't mind me asking, where'd you get those, you know? Boom. Guy does that. They think you're queer, right? But if it's a guy, I can say, hey, what's your ball team? Who are you rooting for this year?
Yeah.
You're all about conversations, what we do. And that's it. And so I was glad to hear him say that, because that's exactly what I've been telling everybody. I've been telling everybody, get off this attraction marketing crap, because all these leaders I talk to that have been doing it, they tell me they're not getting results. They're just not getting results. So again, it's not theory. What we tell people is things that work. That's the important thing. If do things that work. Yeah.
There you go. All right. We got to take a really quick break. I'm going to pull on that thread on conversations on the other side, because I think that hits the nail on the head.
We'll be back
right after this with Jeff Alkiller.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8255. 8326 and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Update.
It is something that sadly can be expected of such a chaotic battlefield where the enemy constantly and systematically uses civilian clothing while they are fighting.
That's IDF spokesman Jonathan Conricus as he tells reporters Israeli soldiers misidentified three hostages as enemy combatants and sadly shot and killed them in the heat of battle in Gaza. In other news, here in the United States, it's winter, Americans are indoors, and germs are spreading. USA's John Schaefer now with an alert from the CDC, where the director, Dr. Mandy Cohen, pushing vaccines.
The CDC is alerting healthcare providers about the urgent need to increase efforts in administering flu, COVID-19, and RSV vaccines. In an alert, the agency expressed concern that low vaccination rates, coupled with a rise in respiratory disease activity throughout the U.S., could potentially strain healthcare capacity.
Laura Winters, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We are back. It's Tom Chenault. It is the Legacy Leadership, our radio show with Jeff Alt Gilbert. I can't say it. I even wrote it down. Say it.
Jeff Alt Gilbert.
I have a tough time with your last name. I don't know why I'm 100, but here's the deal. This guy is the most fundamental, solid network marketer I think I know. and he shares it. So you go to his Facebook wall, and he writes these long, long posts about his philosophy of taking care of people and treating people like human beings, not prospects, and making sure that his leaders know that his eyes are popping open at 2 o'clock in the morning thinking about their problems. And his result out of that is massive organization, which equals massive income. This is the guy to listen to and emulate, not Slick Willie. This guy right here, he's walking his talk. Would you agree with that?
Patrick, me?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Try. I certainly do try. I didn't know if you were talking to Adrian.
I wasn't clear to me either, Jeff, so don't you worry about that, buddy. So I want to pick up the conversation we were having on the front side, which I think is exactly who you are and what you do. And so, you know, Eric talks about all business is conversation.
Right.
And, you know, one of the things that really struck me, I mean, how long was that? 45 minutes that he said, all right, I'm just going to sit here and watch you and force your hand to start 100 conversations right here on the spot. There's no excuse. You already gave me the time. We're using the time and we're starting conversations. That stood out to me. Did that strike you too, Jeff?
Yeah, yeah. That's pushing it.
That was pretty good.
Book jail. But
yeah, hopefully nobody went to Facebook jail. But you know, the state of the art is always changing, right? The algorithm is always changing. There's TikTok, there's AI, there's all these things that come along. And yet the core principles of people's desire to be in human connection, the need for you to go out there and get it and not wait for it to come to you, those things, they just don't change. And Jeff, do you find that it, you know, is it just modeling it? Like, what does it take to continue to reinforce that message in a world that seems like it just gets more and more distracted by shiny objects all the time?
Yeah, I mean, it's about being an example of it. And matter of fact, I was working on my notes today for a Zoom call that I'm doing tomorrow night. Anyway, and so I'm spending some time with that, giving them, as Eric says, assignments. You give them assignments and then see how they come back with that assignment. And so when you're asking people to get these conversations going, that's an assignment. How many? Now, he said 100. That's a tough assignment, you know. Again, because I don't want to end up in Facebook jail, so I might want to, you know, somebody might can do 20 a day. But if you just copy and paste the same thing, I don't know. I think it's good to be a little original. Yeah. I think it's good to, if you, for example, if you go into Facebook and you can go from A to Z, right? Most people, like Eric says, start at A, go to Z, work your way backwards, right?
There you go.
And then reach out to those people. Hey, you know, man, we haven't messaged in years. Shame on me. How are you doing? What's happening? And that's, a, you know, and so you get the conversation going, they come back with what's happening, and then, you know, if you got any history in the chat, again, then you look at that, refer to it. Are you still in XYZ company? Oh, no, I left that years ago, my upline, they did this, they did that, you know. Oh, man, I'm sorry about that. So are you open now to taking a look at maybe what I'm doing? Maybe it's a fit, maybe it's not. You tell me. You know, you just get a, you know, you go from general and then pivot to, hey, take a look at, will you take a look at what I'm doing, what I got? It may or may not be for you, and it's okay if it's not. You know,
how long have you been with your company?
25 years.
25 years. Anybody ever recruited you out of there trying to get you to go someplace else? All the time.
Oh, all the time. There's people.
They're all telling.
From the GoPro event, you know. Hey, get involved in my crypto company.
I always just say, okay, well, I'll take a look at it if you'll match my last month's paycheck. And that usually shuts them up pretty quickly. Because I'm telling you what, this takes time, you guys. This takes a long time. It's hard work and it takes a long time. And somebody that tells you they make $5,000 or $20,000 their first month, that isn't residual income. They might have made a sale, but residual income comes over time. That's the trouble with it, and that's the beauty of it. Right, Jeff?
Yeah, you know, and even Eric, when he recognized certain people at certain income levels, You know, okay, that's what you made in 1 year. What did you make in lifetime earnings?
Yeah.
Show me that. Then I'm impressed.
Yeah, and it takes two things. It takes you being really, really diligent, and it takes your company staying in business. And there's been days where I know that you've questioned the profession, you've questioned your company, you've questioned yourself, you've questioned your leaders, because all of us do it. But you know, at the end of the day, quitting isn't an option. Creating change is an option. And what I love about Eric is he said you don't, and Thomas Tidland, is you don't get paid on your upline. You don't get paid on what your company does. You get paid on your organization. And you might have to be that powerful that you have affected change throughout your organization without any help from above, other than really above, which is God, right?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's what we have to do. Yeah, this is a hard business. And they're going to bring in half these companies have brought in all these hedge funds and all these goofballs that can't spell network marketing that come with the great newest initiative that shoot us right in the foot. And you better have enough power and enough communication with your leaders to be able to fend off that attack from above from one well-intentioned people that think they're telling you that, you know, they think they know what they're talking about, but they've never done this. This takes a different breed, right, Jeff?
Yeah, spreadsheet managers you're talking about.
Yeah. And instead you get up. I mean, do you work after 5 o'clock at night ever? You're in the middle of the night working all the time because you're in Malaysia and Asia and Philippines and all those joints, right?
Fuck, you got that right.
There's Jordan Adler. I thought I haven't heard from so long. I went home to my house in my office and hung up Jordan Adler's painting in my office so he'd call me back. I'm telling you what, you know, we got your book. We had you on. You know, you write books. People need to follow Jeff, don't they, Adrian?
They really, really do. Jeff has an incredible book called Reaching the Peak. And Jeff, is the easiest place just to have folks go get that on Amazon, or where can they go and get that?
Amazon.
Perfect. Yeah, it is fantastic. It's, you know, it's plain spoken, just like Jeff, and it's the meat and potatoes of what it actually means to build a world-class network marketing organization that's going to last 25 years and counting, the way that Jeff has built his. And I love that book. I love that you wrote it. And I love what you share. You know, you talked about this earlier. What you share on Facebook, I mean, there are very few people that before I even read the first couple lines, that as soon as I see their name, I stop my scroll because I know it's going to be good. And truly, you're one of those people, Jeff. I just get so much value out of the wisdom that you share on Facebook and the way that you do it. And so thank you, because I know it's, you know, it takes some time to do that. It takes some thought to do that. And it's a service not just to your company, but to the whole profession.
And we need more guys like you. We need more guys like Jordan Adler and Dan McCormick. We need these leaders that are in the trenches that are remembering what it was like to be a little guy so they can show these people how to be big people. And I love the fact that you're still in the game every day, driving it. Victor, I saw you bowling the other day. That was an adorable picture. So
Victor's always showing us something good to eat.
He's always got the chicken fried steak. I love him. Yeah, unbelievable.
thanks, Jordan. I tell you, Beach Money is such a great book. And because I remember when I was reading Beach Money, a true story, I was flying into Salt Lake City, Utah, and I just concluded the book. And I was staying at a hotel across from the Salt Palace there. And then I'm in the hotel, and I look and I see on Facebook, Jordan posts that he's at the Salt Palace for a convention. I said, oh my God, he's right across the street. So then I messaged, hey, can I come over and see you? I'll come over and see you. Like, hopefully I can walk into your convention. They won't arrest me, tackle me, whatever, you know. And so that's what I did. And he said, just let me know when you're at the door. So I went in there, and when I got to the door of the auditorium where they were, he came, and it was really cool. It was a nice moment.
Jordan, I mean, every leader, I don't care who it is. Their arms are open to what could be perceived as competition. Their arms are open to learn and teach. I love everything. And the stratosphere of the million-dollar earners and above, it's rarefied air. But I'm telling you, it's an incredible club because every one of them aren't competing anymore. They're helping each other stay at whatever level they are or maybe inspiring them to go higher. And that's so beautiful. And whether you're in Jerome with Jordan or you're in Vegas with Jordan or down in Phoenix with Jordan, he always opens the door just like Jeff. He's invited me to Tennessee so many times, but I can't stand those damn Titans.
Well,
they were pretty good last night.
Yeah, I don't follow them either.
That is too cute. So, oh my
gosh. I mean, it might surprise you, but for many years I was a Patriots fan. So I was a Tom Brady and Edelman and Gronkowski. I mean, they were like my football heroes, and now I'm sort of lost, you know, without a team.
They were that was a special team for sure, and it's fun. It's all connection, right? And,
yeah.
And we talked about that earlier on, right? Figure out what the other person wants to talk about, and then go get interested and curious about that. And
you never give up on people. You never give up on people. I just the other day was conversing with a guy he's ready to get back in the game, right? But he was in my downline 30 years ago in another company.
Wow.
You know, 30 years ago. I can remember he was just a kid when I was going into Montreal and I was calling him on the phone and said, listen, man, I can't read these signs. They're in French. Just give me the exit number. He was a young kid and he was going to take me to the hotel where we were doing a meeting, you know. So here 30 years later, you know, he's ready to get in the game and get back.
We've got to take a quick break, Jeff. We're going to come back right after this.
Okay.
On the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. You are a beast, my friend.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And we are back. It is Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault, the show.
It is so
sponsored by NowSight.
Sponsored by NowSight.
We're pretty happy about our strategic alliance with Eric Worre, with Ray Higdon, with some other unnamed people. And the reason I say that all to you is because we believe that we are going to be the glue that connects the world. And we want to do it relationally, where we show people that it's better to be a human being and do this business on a professional basis versus throwing it at the wall and hoping something sticks. And a guy that is good at that is the guy that we've been listening to for the last hour. We love Jeff, don't we?
We really, really do. And it's been
love a you too.
Fun conversation.
And your wife. I can't believe you didn't bring her.
Oh, well, actually, she's off with my son. He's going to, in a little while, he's going to have a piano recital. So I'm going to skedaddle and head their direction.
So, oh, cool. That's exciting.
15-year-old play. Yeah.
And how big is that? Is that really your house behind you?
Oh, that one of the rooms in the house, yeah.
My goodness. That thing looks... My house is like one-tenth that size. And that's just... Look at that. That's just one room. And it's got the big wraparound porch. And you've got... How many homes do you have in Tennessee?
Oh, I've got... You know, three properties other than this one, but I mean, it's they're vacation rentals. That was my pandemic habit when we couldn't travel, do anything. So I bought some houses and renovated them, turned them into beautiful properties, and they're great to bring, you know, leaders over, let them stay there, and yeah, yeah.
How cool is that? That is so fun, and yeah, we really do. We got to make it out there one of these days. That place is.
Oh man, I wish you guys would.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally, we always say about this house, it's going to the other side's a hike, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Another zip code.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, what I want you guys to get is just how down to earth this guy is. So quiet. I mean, so powerful, yet so quiet. And instead of having to scream, he is screaming loudly with his humility and his commitment to the business and new people. And so, Jeff, you're unbelievable.
No, just a guy. Thanks, though.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, Jeff, you know, as you sort of think about you're getting back out on the road, you know, you've really been out there traveling again. You know, what do you think is different post-pandemic than, you know, in terms of the shifts in the world? Do you think that's a big thing? You think it's kind of it's always, you know, some version of the same thing, and it's just doing the work?
Yeah, so obviously there's changes, right? I think, even Eric talked about that yeah, sure, the world has changed, but not everything. In our industry, not everything has changed.
Yeah.
Now, we got more reliant during the pandemic on Zooms, doing most of our meetings virtually, right? So that was just good leadership. You know, we adapt and change. But I thought it was interesting that what he said there, that he found from all the feedback from leaders around the world, was what's working is face-to-face and venue meetings. I thought that was an interesting statistic.
Well, so, another thing that he said that was brilliant, I thought, was don't stop doing Zooms, don't stop doing one-on-ones, don't stop doing meetings. But the name of the game is show people you're doing it all. So do that stuff. I mean, that's the most important part.
Yeah, it's a hybrid approach.
I love that.
Yeah, that's where we're at. For example, the Philippines, they're very face-to-face. A lot of Asia is very face-to-face. So I think a lot of people coming out of the pandemic were a little shy because they were so shell-shocked from the virus, right?
Right.
And so they were very cautious about coming out. But now they're coming out because they want to come out. You know, it's sort of like when the VCR came out, they said that'd be the end of movie theaters as we know it, right? But they underestimated people's need to get together and share an event.
Yeah.
And it's the difference between, like, listening to your favorite rock band on a CD versus going to a concert and watching them live, right? Yeah, there's nothing like live. And so there is a need for events. And so I think that's the thing, and I think it's great. I think the pandemic helped us see the value of virtual, because it's good sauce in the sandwich, right?
Yeah.
It goes with the bologna, right? You know, and so tomorrow I know I got to do a Zoom into Europe in the afternoon, so I got that planned. So that's great, because I can't hop a plane and just go to Europe. You know, it just doesn't work like that, right? So, but at the same time, plan events and go places. And from June, starting in June, I guess it was about 6 months of traveling, quite a bit I was doing, but I was trying to make up for all that time we weren't traveling during the pandemic.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And I think, that energy, that connection that gets created, I think we all were deprived of that for a long time. And I think that the leaders who are willing to put in the work, the leaders that are willing to show up, the leaders that are, because it's obviously harder to get a room, to get things set up, to do that stuff than it is to click a button and magically appear on somebody's screen. But people are hungry for it. And so the leaders that are willing to do the work, the leaders that are willing to create that connection, I think are really going to win. And so Jeff, thanks for embodying that and helping us all to remember how important that is. And it's not one or the other. It's both. That's, I think, really the cool thing. And so this has been an awesome show. We're going to do a little after show here in a minute, but we're going to get out of here off the big radio here in just a minute. Richard, if you're watching or if you watch on the replay, I have very exciting.
Oh, you got Richard Brooke. You got some big news coming.
Richard Brooke is our guest next week. Tom's going to be in Aruba, which means that, Richard, the good news is you're going to have me to ask real questions, and the bad news is you can't poke at Tom. But we love you. We'll see you all next week.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.